You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
What you are about to hear is real. The prophets wrote of a time when the signs of the end would be seen. This is where Bible prophecy and current events collide. This is Unsealed.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. I am your host and friend, hopefully, Christopher Manti. And welcome you in, everyone who's watching. Hello, Tiki, my brother. Transorbital Thursday, I'll take it. And Bondservant is eagerly anticipating this content today with popcorn in hand. That's awesome. And our friend T-Rex, Trans-Siberian Orbital Thursday. That's complicated. Although we do love the TSO, right? All right. Praise God, everybody. This is a Christian program. Yes, it is. But we talk about sometimes stuff that is uncomfortable or controversial. And this is one of those times. So please, if you are here live watching or listening, please make yourself known. Who are you? Where are you from, etc. If you're a new listener, love to hear from you. Just say hi. And of course, we have a lot of materials at Wings of the Eagle that you want to check out. We have a free app called endtime.app. Anyway, let's get to it today because it's happening as we speak. As we speak, was it earlier this week? Was it Monday or Tuesday? First of all, there's the new NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. As part of that, as you know, there was some major UAP language in the original version that was crafted last year in the Senate, which passed out of the Senate, no problem. But then once it got to the House, there was problems. And certain reps like Mr. Mike Turner, like we talked about last week, killed it or gutted it, at least those parts that were very most offensive. But they didn't get all of it. Part of it, remained, and it was, I guess, to them innocuous or not uncontrollable or whatever, which is a new law, which, or new part of the law, which requires now all entities from the defense and intelligence organizations, meaning the Pentagon and the CIA and all those related agencies, if they have any UAP, UFO related documentation that has not been released or unclassified with that is more than 25 years old and older, must be unclassified and submitted to the National Archives by October. That requirement began this week. There is an out there if they say it should remain classified even though it's old. They have to go through a process to have it. I'm not sure if it's the presidential level. I think it is. Give a good reason, basically, why it should remain classified. And if it's not, then you send it to the archive so the country can see it. And so that's what's begun. And there has been a good amount, in fact, a massive amount, already turned over. And if you are watching on YouTube, especially, I try to put as many places as I can. But if you're on the YouTube channel, Wings of the Eagle YouTube channel, or my personal one, in the description, it may work on Facebook as well. I tried. I don't know. But go to the description. You'll get a link directly to the National Archives listing of all the new stuff that's come in. There's, I believe there's 400 pages. Not documents, 400 pages of documents and videos and pictures and all kinds of goodies. So that is, and that's not done, right? You would think that this is the initial turnover, and then anything else is maybe being fretted about, but they're going to try to maybe keep it. Maybe they'll just turn it over by October throughout the year. Maybe little bits will come out. I don't know. But it is very interesting. Very interesting. So again, the link is the first link that you'll see in the description. Actually, I'm going to share the screen here to see if you can see where it goes for you. All right. National Archives by topic, records related to UAP, Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena at the National Archives. Here's the little write-up about it and about where you can get it. Moving images, textual records, blog posts and articles. This is the landing page. Then if you go to the left, you can search by the type, where you can find them. Anyway, if you just go there and search, let's say, UFO Project Blue Book, topics, UFO, right? I mean, there's a bunch of stuff there, and if you start digging, and you don't have to, thankfully, people have kind of been doing this work, but it's a lot of stuff. So that's happening right now, and it's never been done. Why has it never been done? Because folks don't want to turn stuff over for whatever reason, for things that don't exist, and already folks who are vigilant about this have just proven several lies over the years that we were told about certain incidents. Oh, nothing happened here. It was just this or that. But here's the actual record. You know, here's the actual conversation. Whoops. Turns out we were not telling the truth on that. But that's okay. This is what's going to happen. It's a good thing. All right. So that's number one. In fact, let me try to show you something even maybe better. I have it saved in here somewhere. There it is. No, never mind. Anyway, there's good stuff in there. Okay, so go for it yourself, okay? Go to the archives, and you're going to see some interesting things. All right. Now, a lot of folks have asked over the past 6-7 months or whatever, how long it's been since we started re-engaging or started covering this topic at all here on Unsealed, is for a reading list, basically. You know, what... How do you get up to speed on this, right? And thankfully, people maybe trust not my opinion, but what's worth your while to read and what's not garbage. And so personally, I think the best way to approach this issue is not emotionally, it's not anything other than the truth. What's the facts? And in that, I really don't want a lot of opinions or even experiences, really, okay? I'm not it's easy to manipulate that, or for people to, you know, not understand what they're seeing or experiencing or whatever. Not that all of it's not true. I don't know that. But what is much easier to document and to understand is from the government and military official side. To me, that's the easiest way to establish the truth of the matter. Even though we know they don't tell the truth all the time, it's the fact is that there now is a lot of work being done by authors and researchers and historians to point out exactly what has been done. So the reading list, again, it's completely below if you're on YouTube. Links to Amazon of all the books that are mentioned. And there's actually some in there I did not mention, but let's go through what you do see. The first few are called historical or government focused. Okay, this is, again, this is my recommendation. It's the way my mind works the best to piece things together. It's my recommendation to you if you're legitimately interested. Okay, if you've already reached conclusions, then God bless you. See you later. You know, I mean, fine. But here to tell you that even the people you think know for a fact don't. They don't. Still to this point, and it's been decades now, there is legitimate, I don't know if confusion is the word, but unable to pin down exactly what is going on. That's why they call it the phenomenon, because it's a or phenomena plural, because it's more than just you know, a solid object that showed up in our atmosphere one day, and what do we do about that? It's more intricate. So, reading list. I'm reading through right now Richard Dolan's stuff. Richard Dolan is a historian by training. Okay, he was into the Cold War history and stuff. So, this is how he goes about things, and I appreciate that. I mean, I love that. This is how I will process and catalog things in my brain and be able to say, well, okay, here's this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. That's what he's done. The first edition that you see there is called UFOs and the National Security State, Chronology of a Cover-Up, 1941 to 1973. And when he says that, and by the way, that book is 800 pages long. And it's not opinion. And it's not fluff. And it's not speculation. All it is evidence. Is say, this happened on this date. This meeting happened in this location. These people were involved. This is what was said. This was, you know, either backed up or contradicted by so-and-so who said this. We go through the very real formation of the CIA, of the Air Force, of the Project Blue Book, which was not even the first, Project Grudge, Project Sign. Okay, like all the how they all happened, who they happened under, the authority, laws that were cited in either telling or not telling about certain events. I mean, all that stuff. So you, excuse me, you definitely want, if you're anything like me, you definitely want to not jump to conclusions, but see the actual history about what has happened, by who, to who, and what was done about it. So I really recommend that starting there if you are coming to this, you know, in the internet age and you're seeing stories or videos or testimonies and you don't know what to do with it. Or you really want to jump to, you know, the reflexive position of Christians, which is they're demons, or the other side of the coin, which is there are peaceful space brothers and can't be told anything else. Or some secret stuff that we have back to 1941. Anyways, go read that. Okay. That's 1941 to 1973. There's a sequel. Of course there is, called The Cover-Up Exposed, 1973 to 1991, which the same thing is done, the same care and precision by Richard Dolan to go through step by step, year by year. That's how the book's organized. It's just 1954. These things happened, right? That's how it's presented. So it's, maybe it's not exciting. It's probably not exciting. Maybe it's boring to most readers. It's not, you know, it's not an engaging drama, but to me it is. Truth is always interesting. So then there's this, that's the second edition by the same author. He is working on a third one. I'm not sure when it's going to come out, but it's going to come up to the current day, maybe 2024. I don't know. But anyway, so get those two for sure. And they're really long, and they're, again, not like a story format, but it's worth it. The next one that you see on the list is called Skinwalkers at the Pentagon. And inside, and these are not fictional. Okay. This is history. An insider's account of secret government UFO program by James Lakatsky, Colm Kelleher, George Knapp. James Lakatsky, I believe, is still in the Pentagon today. Like he still works there. So the things that he will say or admit to is rare. Like, it's all very, very classified. His life is classified, basically, and he doesn't say much, but he wrote part of that book. Colm Kelleher was part of this thing called BASS, and it became OSAP program. You read all about it in there. But yeah, it's real. So go read that. Again, it's real history. It's really about Pentagon program. It's really about something that actually happened, and not too long ago. We're talking about the 1990s in the early 2000s. So it's not like ancient history. It's not like Roswell or something. This just happened. In terms of history, it just happened yesterday. Skinwalkers at the Pentagon. The next on your list is called In Plain Sight. This is fantastic because it is an overview of basically all those other books I just mentioned. It's almost like a highlight of the major events of the past several decades, including the current trajectory of more and more being revealed. And so Ross Coulthart is that author. You probably know him. He's the Australian guy who's doing all these interviews, and he talked to David Grush before anyone else. There's a vote of thumbs up from Bond Servant, who actually read In Plain Sight. Yeah, it's really good. And again, he's a journalist. Okay, he's like, he was never into UFOs or anything before. He had a real job, right? Really investigative journalist, not a newspaper writer. Okay, this is a guy like, I don't know, like old school, you know, go into the mob, you know, like infiltrate, ask questions, like investigate the stuff. And he's really good. So there's that. It's called In Plain Sight, an Investigation into UFOs and Impossible Science. And then finally, again, a very long, kind of sterile work called UFOs and Nukes, Extraordinary Encounters at Nuclear Weapon Sites by Robert Hastings. This is an aspect of this story that got my attention, like originally. Like, hang on. I don't care about like any other opinions or views or what you think of UFOs, but if you're telling me they're violating, you know, nuclear sites and restricted airspace over a nuclear facility or a launch site, that's an understatement. Okay, ain't no one there. No one's flying there. Okay, you try to fly anything over a nuclear plant, you know, any type of nuclear site from the U.S. military, you will get shot down. Don't go there, okay? That's a no-fly zone. And it's always been that way. It's always been that way. And yet, you're going to see through reading these books, and especially this UFOs and Nukes one, they have really been violated constantly. And it's scary. Like, this is supposed to be the most, you know, secret, secure, get out of here. What are you doing around here? You don't fly around here. But yet, things have been constantly flying around there for decades and decades and decades. And so Hastings has just started, he just started interviewing people who worked there. Worked at these sites, worked at the silos, worked at the airfields, you know, etc. So anyway, again, it's a very long book. Okay, Tiki, stop with the debunking stuff, okay? If you don't want to listen to this, fine. All right. This is not for you then. Just move on, okay? I know, I understand. I get it. But imagine if, I don't know, and I'm sorry for the audio-only people. We've got people. People are free to make comments on video here. Imagine if, I don't know, something that you've already moved on in your understanding about, let's say the rapture. Let's say a pre-trib rapture person, which I know you're not, kept on coming on your, you know, posting things about how the pre-trib is true. Even though you've already told them, you've already decided on this. I mean, not to diss them, but like, how would that make you feel? So I'll just leave it at that. Okay. So this is the reading list. If we really want true things, read this stuff and then make your mind up. Right? Don't go on character assassinations. See what's actually happening. Okay. Those are all focused on historical and government stuff. There's another focus to this, though, when we're talking about what's actually going on, is what I am personally concerned about, which is the societal impact or the religious impact. So there are works by folks in this regard as well. Again, not to say this is what it is. You know, UFOs or the phenomenon is demonic or is totally awesome. You know, people just, you know, Space Brothers is trying to help us out, not destroy the world. None of that. But actual changes in society and focus on that. There's it's a classic book that everyone probably should read by Jacques Vallée, called Passport to Magonia, From Folklore to Flying Saucers. When did that come out? Like the 70s or 60s? Jacques Vallée is almost like, I don't want to say a legend, but in this, he's more of an academic, okay? He's not, I mean, he helped invent the internet. And he has been a deep thinker on this stuff for a long time, and the writing that he's done has been used by government people for years. Like, they all read it because they know it's important. So that's the seminal work from him is called Passport to Magonia. And in it, again, it's not, he's intentionally not saying what he thinks. It is because he doesn't know. Because he sees these things not just recently, not just the past 10, 20, 30, 40 years, even before his lifetime, before Roswell, before the 20th century, before flight. Things like this have been happening. And again, a lot of it was termed, you know, folklore and stuff like that. And it changes over time, it seems. And so he writes about it. It's very important work. Okay. from that work, he actually got together with other scientific and philosophical minds and stuff. In the academic world, right? In the academic world, these are, you know, the nerds, okay? If you're a nerd and you like to read, these are the types of people for you. And they formed a group called the Invisible College. And what that means is they didn't want to be publicized. They weren't going to have any public discussions or write, you know, books about it per se, but they're just doing their own investigation and talks and research about it, and to get to the, if they can, find out what they can. So there's a book by Vallée about that, called The Invisible College, What a Group of Scientists Had Discovered About UFO Influence on the Human Race. So again, that's where he's coming from. It's not even about, you know, detailing what these things are. It's like the influence and the impact on people that this thing has had. So again, that might not interest you. That's fine. But it's important. It's an important aspect of this. One of the guys he did consult with and work with, Vallée, his name is J. Allen Hynek. They wrote something together called The Edge of Reality. Now, this is more of a physics. And the lines of, you know, perception and what's real and in the physical world and how are these things like dimensions and stuff. The Edge of Reality, two scientists evaluate what we know of the UFO phenomenon, Jacques Vallée and J. Allen Hynek. Definitely worth your time. And then to close out, kind of like, I don't want to think she might be, this lady is very much look up to Jacques Vallée and they have had meetings together. And she writes about it actually in a book called American Cosmic. And it doesn't sound maybe interesting to you, but it's called UFOs, Religion and Technology. And again, this is something that and she's a Catholic, but she'll go to great lengths to say that has nothing to do with her understanding. She's just trying to get the impact of how this affects people in different cultures and seeing it through different lenses. And the fact that basically, in a way, this whole UFO thing is a new religion in terms of how people are approaching it, right? And again, that's something that interests me because I thought I'm interested in a new religion, but that's how folks are processing it, and how Christians or marginal, you know, cultural Christians can be influenced on this both ways, right? Pulled apart, you know, or maybe forced to God about it or away from God and the true God. And so that's interesting to me, and that's concerning to me. But she put together a really, really cool book of that kind of stuff. But to me, the best parts were the beginning and the ending, because she actually was invited and participated in a person who is, she calls, an invisible, someone who still works in the government on what you would call the program, okay? The program. And about his life, not his real name or any info about him that would reveal who he is, but it's extremely interesting. And where she was taken, and the thing that they found when she was taken out there, she was blindfolded to get there. It's a whole cool story. And then the end of that book, she actually goes with that person to the Vatican Archives. Talk about the archives like today. The Vatican Archives, which has apparently a century's worth of like astronomical records, like Galileo stuff, Copernicus, right? Like that level of things that have been seen and records of events. And she melds that with what else is in that archive, which is kind of what you would call supernatural or paranormal events from believers, okay, from church people over the years. And it's just very interesting. And anyway, this, I'm not spoiling anything, but if you do read that, you're gonna, to me, it's like, how did the Vatican people know who this secret invisible guy was. They did, because they did. I'm not conspiratorializing or whatever. It's just very interesting. Okay. And then she wrote a follow-up to it, which just came out, called Encounters, Experiences with Non-Human Intelligences, Explorations with UFOs, Dreams, Angels, AI, and Other Dimensions. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, that's how full this issue is. And that's what it involves. All those things. So it's just much more than maybe we want to make it, right? We maybe our minds right now, if we've never thought about these things, we're just thinking about, you know, machines in the sky, and maybe it's, you know, are people making it up, or are people out to make money off it, or is it real, or it's military, what are they doing, or whatever. But there's far more to it. And no matter how much we want to not make that connection there, it keeps coming up. And so those are my recommended reading list right now for those who not only are interested, you know, who are curious intellectually, but who actually want to get to the bottom of it, because it's going to affect, it is affecting, and it will exponentially more be impacting the church, and will cause people to fall away, and will cause others to come to faith, especially if the church provides that landing place. And the fact that we church people shouldn't be so arrogant to think we know what this is when no one else does. We've never studied it, but yet we know all about it. I saw some links here and there, and that makes me an expert, right? Like, so anyway, it behooves us as believers to really put our biases aside, and we have them. We do. And yeah, we think we're all about, you know, God and Jesus in the Bible, but that's not always true. We're just human beings after all, and we want to be right. And it's a very powerful motivator. So anyway, that's the reading list. There are more, but a section I didn't put in the description has to do with theorizing of origins. Like, okay, if these things are real, then what are they? Where are they coming from? Are they good? Are they evil? Are they actually from out there? Are they from down here? Are they from a sideways place? Right? All that stuff. So there's more, but I didn't list them. Okay. So that's the list for now. All right. Phew. So click away, read away. Let me know what you think. And again, the Lord is leading this. He is. And he's putting people in positions where there's a massive, obviously, as we know as Christians, there's massive deception, right? We know Jesus said there's going to be massive deception. There is. Just look at what's happening with Israel and the Jewish people and what people think about October 7th or the follow-up to that or the situation in Gaza, or right? Just that tiny little event. Look how much deception and evil there is around it. So when something like this comes out, and it looks like it's going to, whatever it is, the dam has broken, and God wants us who care about the sheep and who care about lost souls to be in a position to receive them, to talk through it with other leaders, Christian leaders, other denominations, right? To know, you know what, maybe we screwed this up. We thought it was this or that, but it's not. Or we never thought about it at all, and all of a sudden, all my people are asking me about it, and they're leaving the faith because of it. Don't laugh at that. That's true. In fact, people have left the faith. This is why I started doing this, because a guy many of us have read and really admired was, oh my gosh, I'm thinking all these other authors, the brother who just died recently, Oh my gosh. Unseen Realm. Somebody tell me. Shoot, I forget. Michael Heiser. Thank you, Bondservant. Thank you, Bondservant. Right, Heiser, he made it his mission basically because he knows of many believers who have left the faith because their churches laughed at them, scorned them, said they were being deceived because they either had an interest in this or they had an experience with something that was unexplainable and they couldn't find it in the Bible, they thought. And their pastors said, oh, it's not, you're just demonized. That type of crap, and it is crap, is not what God wants. And it's not the truth. So I think God is raising up people who are actually want to figure this out and to save souls through it and to stop souls from being lost who are believers. So that's... doesn't get much more important than that, right? So that's why this is being done. That's why I'm doing this. And so what is your opinions other than, I'm sorry, but not tiki's on this. Other things, perfectly fine. Bondservant, I used to wonder why God let so much error in the church, even when he warned us. And one day, right, you mean among believers, right? And one day I realized Jesus gave us the ultimate mission and it's up to us to keep things correct with his help. So folks are without excuse, actually, because the truth is able to be known. People choose. Yeah. Gary. Hey, Gary, is it speaking of a brother from other traditions or denominations? Watching what has been happening in the church since Pachamama has been heartbreaking. I'm sorry, what is that? What is Pachamama? Thank you. Diane also asked that. Ed Bondservant also asked that. Not spelled right, he says. The demonic earth mother idol the Pope brought into the church. I'm drawing a blank, Gary. I'm sorry, you're gonna have to help me out. But not saying I didn't. I just don't know what that is. Anyway, what I don't know, and when did that happen? Was this a long time ago? Was this recently? Anyways, obviously the church generally, right, is kind of messy. It's a real mess, and we don't want to be judgmental on our fellow Christians in that way. But I want people to be saved. I want them to witness for Jesus. I want them to be. For him to be glorified and his name not to be besmirched because of our lies, because of our false prophecy, because of our wrongheadedness or stubbornness or pride, which has been the way it has gone, right? So so it might have to happen in a general sense, but it doesn't have to happen on an individual level because he is with us to help if we're willing to learn and stay by him. Bondservant's Googling it. Pachamama. It sounds pretty funny. So when did this happen? Anyways, we don't need that to deceive anyone, right? We've got enough of that going around for thousands of years. And if Jacques Vallée is correct, I mean, the evidence is not disputable. I mean, there has been thousands of years of what today you would call a UFO experience. or even abductions or night, you know, sleep paralysis and crazy stuff that can't be explained and machines that appear and disappear and like all that. It's not new. A couple years ago, Gary says this happened. October 4th, Pope Francis, this is obviously a quote from a story because it's very insulting. Pope Francis attended an act of idolatrous worship of the pagan goddess Pachamama. He allowed this worship to take place in the Vatican Gardens. I mean, I can't imagine that he would worship something. It says attended an act of worship. I don't know, man. I don't know. And I'm no fan of Francis, okay? I don't think he's very good at all. For the faith, okay? For the Catholic faith, little C Catholic faith, right? The Orthodox Christianity. Anyway, okay. Well, that's weird. but does that have to do with this? I don't know. I don't think so. Anyways, okay. Here's just one thing I wanna bring up before we go, because we've been at this long enough, I think. Unless you guys want to talk more. Gary says, ever since then, it seems the church doors have been flung open to demons. Pope did give the idol his blessing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But the church being deceived by false doctrines, of course, has never been a new thing. It's been from the beginning, from Paul and from the seven churches in Revelation, right? So it's just something that's always been around. I just want to address one thing, and let's think about this. Seriously. And I don't really have an opinion on this particular topic. I'm just saying this is an example of arrogance that we don't want to do. Remote viewing, Tiki says, is a fancy term for divination. Maybe. It's Eastern mysticism, New Age bunk. Now, when you say bunk, it means it's not true. It doesn't mean it's good. Right? Like the Old Testament says, don't mess around with talking to the dead. That's divination. Like Saul and the Witch of Endor. Or to talk to spirits, that's divination. But why would God have a rule against it if it wasn't real? It was real. They were talking to spirits, talking to the dead. Now, that happened through, you know, obviously rebellious means, but it was still real. Like the if you're a saved person and you have a prophetic gift, if God uses that with you, he gave it to you. You can see things beyond where you are. You can know things that you couldn't possibly know. You can see a flash of an image of some person in some place or some location. That's prophetic. I mean, that's a gift from God. Because he wants you to see this or that. Or he wants you to communicate to some person this or that. Maybe something about their life so they could be impacted, so they could come to faith possibly. Or like all that. Okay, right? That's the prophetic side of our faith. That's not fake. Now, what if God gives that same gift to someone, but they're not a believer, and they have the ability to exercise that, like to make it work. It doesn't mean it's a good thing, but the thing is not the problem. It's like a car, right? The difference between the driver of the car is depending on if you're going to obey the speed limit or you're going to plow into a restaurant. That's either the good or the evil is the one who's driving it. You know what I mean? You can't, the car itself isn't evil. The gun isn't evil, right? It's designed to kill, but still, if you're an evil person with a gun, is way different than a person who has no interest in harming anyone with a gun. That's what it's, right? Okay. So when you say it's bunk, that means it's made up and not true. I'm not saying, yeah, definitely a lot of times it is, but there's, doesn't mean the ability, the thing itself, doesn't mean it's bad and doesn't mean it's not true. There's some things that God will give us whether we're saved or not before we come to faith. He'll just naturally, or whatever, however you want to look at it. So if you use your time and your abilities to serve God or to serve yourself or to serve another spirit or whatever, that's up to you. Anyway, just want to throw that out there. I think the Russians have or had remote viewing project. Yes,
they did.
Probably still do. Just like we did. Or do. Not sure if we still do, but we definitely did. They've made a movie about it. It's called, what's it called? The Man Who Talked to Goats or something like that. It came out not long ago. Like George Clooney, like some big star was in it. Anyway. Oh, there it is. Men Who Stare at Goats. Yeah, it's a real thing. Any spiritual gifts are to be asked for in prayer. That's right. Things that God will give you. When you ask. Yeah. For sure. T-Rex says, when I was into paganism, and that's not a joke. This is a testimony. When I was into paganism, astral projection or remote viewing were big goals, and it is scary stuff. That doesn't mean I would ignore someone's UFO research if they practice that stuff. In other words, okay, yeah, the person's not saved and they're actually practicing that those types of things, it doesn't mean what they're experiencing or what they're learning is wrong. And it's at least it would be valuable, even if it's they're being lied to, right? The whatever the source of this, who they're communicating with, or, you know, whatever, might be telling them lies. But the fact is, you can still use that. I mean, that's intelligence. That's, okay, we know they're lying, but guess what? It's a them. It's a they. It's they're somewhere. And whoever this is telling, you know, this listener info for a reason. What reason, right? Like, you can still use, you can still say it's really happening, even though the message might not be true. The experience, what's actually happening, might be true. So it's not about deception. It's about learning the truth. Like Jesus confronted those who were possessed with demons and the demons talked to Jesus. Obviously the demons are deceiving, they're deceptive. But at the end of the day, the reason why they are possessing humans is because they want to. Like, it's their goal because of what had happened to them in the past. All they want is a body, right? They just want to feel that again or whatever. So there's a reason. My thought would be that the aim is to draw people into that thing and away from God. Okay, what are we talking about? Okay, again, I don't want to get off into all these areas about things being good for you. Nobody's suggesting anything like that. As a thought exercise, I wanted to just say, just because you hear things that you don't think is normal doesn't mean it's of the devil. It means that it's possible, and quite possibly, if you are a saved person and if you know God, you can either use that in his service, or if he's totally off you know, you're not permitted to do that if you serve God. Okay, awesome. But it's still going to affect a lot of people who are not saved yet. And to tell them, oh, well, that's just of the devil, that's not going to save them. You know, things are happening that millions of people are going to be affected. I care about those people. You should care about those people. And not just say, well, I know that's false, so I'm moving on. That's not what God would have you do. You're supposed to engage Muslims. You're supposed to engage the lost. But this whole issue that's not going away, and no matter how we might want to say, oh, it's all made up, it's not. This phenomenon is real. And so I hope we're ready. T-Rex, just as let's wrap it up with this. For example, Joe Rogan pushes all kinds of horrific psychedelic drugs. Yes, he does. He swears. Yes, he does, etc. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't ever listen to him interview an interesting guest, which she has, and I have, and I agree. I wouldn't recommend the Joe Rogan the person, but we would never be able to listen to anyone on anything who was unsaved if we use the criteria of refusing to listen to them on everything they have to say. Yeah, because most often, unless they're actual just flat out chronic grifters, a grifter is someone who knows what they're selling is not true. They're just trying to make money off it. Or like a snake oil salesman. He knows it doesn't work, but he'll tell you it does just to get you to pay. There's that, obviously. But most of these folks that I'm talking about and these books that I want you to get educated with, there's nothing to do with that. There's nobody's winning in this. There's nobody's making money. It's just something, yes, spiritual, but yes, also physical. That is going to come out, and we had better be ready. Because it's different. We're not ready. We're just not. So let's get ready. Because this is part of the whole process, apparently. Part of the whole process of the return of Jesus is times like this. And what can we do in the spirit to stay in love and joy, peace and patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, to serve not only the ones who already believe, but the ones who don't. To give the gospel in love. That's the point. So, yeah, get educated, and there's your reading list, all right? And go check the National Archives it's stuff going all the way back to the 40s in there already. So it's pretty cool. All right. Praise the Lord, guys. Love you so much. Till next time, this is Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. Whether you love it or hate it or you're indifferent, we'd love for you to support us. We've got a Patreon page about to launch. So you can do it that way or just directly at wingsoftheeagle.com/donate. Would sure love to do that and partner with you. And of course, we've got the book called Fleet to the Mountains that's still out there now, four and a half years out there in the marketplace. If you have not read it, please go get it, fleetofthemountains.com. There's a course you can sign up for that is self-paced. Take as long as you want. There's no dates or times that you have to meet. It's just whenever you can get through it. It's about twice as detailed as the book is. And then if you do get the course, you register for that as a student, then I'll send you a book for free. Digital version, obviously anywhere in the world. But if you're in the United States, I can send you a paperback if you really want that. But anyway, so just take advantage. We're all in this together, right? As the body of Christ. And we want to be in a bigger body of Christ. Amen. A bigger one, much bigger, many more family members. That's what the Father wants. All right. Bless y'all. Till next time, this is Unsealed.